Welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Elevated Visibility Podcast. I am your host, Nina Gibson. How are you today? I am newly refreshed and back from vacation in Florida with my family, and I am very much missing the sunshine, the vitamin D, the afternoon poolside cocktails. So, what is new in your world? I want to talk about something today that I feel like doesn't get a lot of attention. And truth be told, I don't really talk about it that much. But with the rise of ChatGPT and AI, I feel like it deserves another look and something that we should talk about. And if you've listened to previous episodes, you know how I feel about ChatGPT. I have this very deep love-hate relationship with it, but it's also here and it's on top of every marketer's mind right now. And it's constantly being like shoved in my face. So today I kind of want to, this isn't about ChatGPT, but this is about how ChatGPT is changing the internet landscape and how this topic can be utilized by you, a business owner or marketer. And so we are going to talk about answer engine optimization. And if you've done a Google search in the last several years, there's that answer box, right? It's like that white box that has the actual answer to the question that you're looking for, like when was JFK assassinated or something like that. That's a really random, I don't know where I pulled that one from, but I was trying to think of something factual, right, that would give you like a direct answer. Or in the featured snippets, that's also another like direct answer. And if you think about Bing and Google integrating ChatGPT or similar like Bard for Google into their search engines, you have to think about how is that going to look like and what kind of things are people going to be searching for, right? And so when you're thinking about the future of search engine optimization, AEO is something that really needs to be top of mind. Now, real quick, not everything that you're going to create content for is going to be that direct question to answer straight line, right? Of course not. There's tons of different types of content that don't have that, but there is actually a lot of content that does. And so you might be thinking, well, I'm an e-commerce business. This doesn't really apply to me. Absolutely, it can apply to you. So let's say you are a skincare brand. What's the best time of day to put on retinol? Boom. That is something that needs a direct answer, right? Nighttime. You don't put it on in the morning because of sun sensitivity and blah, blah, blah. So when you're thinking about, or when I'm thinking about really, right? When I'm thinking about the future of search engine optimization and everybody loves to be like, the sky is falling, SEO is dead. But as long as people, and I've said this, I will die on this hill, as long as there are search engines, as long as people have questions and curiosity, SEO will always be a need, even with the rise of technology, AI, all of that, unless the robots totally take us over and then it's game over. And I don't know what to say there. But answer engine optimization is like a sub strategy within your broader SEO strategy. And it really requires looking at the kind of questions, aka keyword research. This is where keyword research becomes incredibly useful in understanding what people are searching for and what kind of questions they might have and creating content that meets that need. FAQs are a really great example of how you can rank for answer engine optimization. FAQs are a really great example of the type of content that you can create that can rank for answer engine optimization. And so really thinking about search queries that are phrased as questions that somebody who is looking to not follow a link from the search engine, aka from a ChatGPT or a Bard, right? But as long, and this is where the sticky part comes in, right? So you might be thinking, just like I'm thinking here in my little train of thought, okay, Nina, this is great. Google's Bard rolled out and I created all of this content that's ranking for answer engine optimization. it's popping up in Google's Bard, but how do people know that it's me? And this is a good question, and I know it's going to come up, so I'm going to answer it right away. I don't know. Right now, Bing and Google are figuring out how to give attribution, right? And if you look at Bing's test ChatGPT, you can see that they're putting links at the bottom without really giving like direct attribution to where the information is coming from. It's going to be muddled. This is one of the biggest questions that I have as a marketer, as a website owner, as an SEO expert is, okay, this is all fine and good, but you're taking all of the content that's out there, mishmashing it together, spitting out an answer for somebody, but what about attribution to the person who created that content? And that's really a separate conversation. You can listen to my previous episodes about ChatGPT where I talk about this a little bit. I'm not a legal expert, but I do know that this is a big question that a lot of publishers and businesses who make money through affiliate marketing and publishing websites have is, okay, this is great, but what about attribution? So take the attribution piece out of it. Creating content that directly answers questions is going to be one of the number one strategies for, I hesitate to say surviving, but for thriving. How about we say that? For thriving in this new era of SEO that is being ushered in with the rise of AI. And I think it's really important and somewhat ironic that it really comes back down to the user need, right? Even with AI, even with ChatGPT, the user need, their question is front and center, and it is driving the type of content that you need to create. I cannot emphasize that enough. Bing and Google and any other search engine platform that pops up as all of this begins to evolve more and more, the user is going to be front and center. There's a lot of unknowns still, but the one thing that I know for sure is that answer engine optimization is going to become more and more important. The internet is changing. As soon as ChatGPT and Bard become mainstream, and they will, it will take time to flesh it out and get all the bugs out and all of these things, but it will become mainstream, right? And as soon as that happens, the entire way the internet functions is going to shift and shift swiftly. It already has, right? Gone are the days of blue links popping up and you follow that to a website, et cetera. That's still going to exist, of course, but it's going to, the online experience is going to become much more contained. There's zero doubt about that, right? So as we're thinking about this more contained online experience, we need to be thinking about how can we still get visibility? How can we get in front of it? And answer engine optimization, even though it's not new, it's been around for several years, I really see as being at the forefront of this. So when you are thinking about how do I get ahead of this, is great. This SEO chick is talking about answer engine optimization and ChatGPT, and I really want to get ahead of this. The number one thing that I will say right now is start doing your keyword research. Get a really good understanding of the type of direct questions your audience has and start creating content for it. Start testing it out. Maybe create a really in-depth FAQ guide. And you can do this regardless of what kind of industry you're in, right? If you are in an industry where users or clients or potential customers don't have questions about what you offer, then I don't know what to tell you. That's like an unheard of, right? So my advice would be to start compiling a list of direct answer questions and start creating content around those, right? It doesn't have to be an end-all be-all. Start with a really, really robust FAQ and see what happens. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what's going to happen with the future of SEO and the rise of ChatGPT and Bard and all of this AI technology that is really cool, but also really freaks me the fuck out. But I do know that people still have questions and all of these companies still need to answer those questions in some way, shape, or form. And let's not forget they want to make money too, right? That's a separate podcast episode for a separate day, but let's not forget that. They need to monetize this and they will. But for right now, the number one thing you can do to start thinking about SEO 3.0 or whatever we want to call it is thinking about answer engine optimization. How can I create content that answers these direct questions that I know my users, clients, customers have? All right. That is everything that I have for you today. I want you to be thinking about if you have questions, shoot me an email at hello@ninagibson.co. Find me in the DMs on Instagram. I would love to hear your thoughts, your questions, all of the beautiful things. I hope the sun is shining wherever you are. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.